Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast. The On My Mind podcast is a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind, how it impacts our day. If you keep good things on your mind, you're going to have good days. If you keep bad things on your mind, you're going to have bad days. So I'm here to encourage you with good things to keep on your mind. I talk about positive Christian mindset. It's so important that you keep positive Christian things on your mind. If you're a Christian, awesome news, you're in the right place. If you're not a Christian yet, you're still in the right place, because I want you to be encouraged by what I share on the podcast and realize that God has amazing things for you. Realize that God already chose you and wants you to be here right now listening to this, because God loves you. That's ultimately what I want to communicate, is God loves every person who's listening to this. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what you've done. If you feel unworthy, he has called you worthy. If you feel stained, he has called you clean and without blemish. If you feel gross, he has called you pure and amazing. Guys, I just want to encourage you. This is such good news and good things to keep on your mind. So please share the podcast with someone that you know can benefit from it. We are currently in an I Am series where we're talking about I Am and the things that we can declare over ourselves and just really impact ourselves in a way that we can benefit from declaring this over ourselves. And I help communicate with the scriptures ways for you to understand what I'm letting you know. It's not my opinion, man. Anything besides what Jesus says about you in the scripture. That's what God says about you. And so apply it to who you are. Renew the way you think. Transform your mind with what the scripture says, how you should think about yourself and how you should conduct yourself. One of the best things and most challenging things that I did in my life, just to share a little bit real quick, is I challenged myself. Why do I believe what I believe? Why do I think the way I think? And what do I maybe think that's wrong? Or not necessarily wrong, but not in the scripture. It's like, do I have a basis for it? Because there's some things that absolutely we should think about, because the word isn't going to say anything about Instagram, because it didn't exist yet. Word isn't going to say anything about Twitter or Facebook. It's up to our interpretation to take the things that God gives us and use them for good. And that's what I do, is I find a way to use everything I can for good. And I hope that this podcast is one of those things. It's to be used for good. So if you haven't rated the podcast already on your platform or listening of choice, please do that. If you're on YouTube, like the video. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're subscribed on the podcast platform you listen to us on. And make sure you rate it and review it with 5 stars. The reason I ask for that isn't for any sort of specialness or anything like that. It's because I've heard recently that when the podcast is rated more often and it's reviewed, then the podcast platforms naturally share that podcast with more people. So that's one way that you can help me get it out to more people that you don't even know, and we can impact amazing ways. We can impact the world in amazing ways for Christ. But you can also share it with a loved one, share it with someone. Hey, I really think this could encourage you today. So I appreciate you if you do that, because it's just going to help and benefit them. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. We're talking I Am, and I am a new creation. Thinking about this, it's like I'm originally created in, my mother's womb, right? I'm knit together there. And as the word says, I'm created. And so let's just read the word real quick here. This is Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So when Jesus traded you for your sin, you became in exchange, you received his righteousness. You received his wholeness. The old you was crucified. The new you is a new life in Christ Jesus. If we're in Christ, we want to be like him. We want to be in relationship with him. We want to love him and cherish him. And the Holy Spirit is how we get to interact and be guided through our lives and listen to the voice of God in our lives. The Holy Spirit is one of the most beautiful things or people you'll get to meet of the Godhead. It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is going to talk to you. His first name's Holy. So that's good news, right? His second name is Spirit. So that means he can commune with our spirit. He comes and makes his home inside of us. He abides in us. And that means that he brings us the truth. He reminds us of what the word says about us. So when we read the word and when we take it in, the Holy Spirit's job is to bring it to our remembrance and spark the things in us. So when you listen to me read the word to you in this podcast, I pray that the Holy Spirit will use it to inspire you to do amazing things in your life, to do to have amazing interactions with those around you. You are now new in Christ. So say, I am a new creation. Say that over yourself. Throw off the filthy rags of your old life and walk in freedom and joy. I am no longer who I used to be. Some things may remain. Some things may be a process to get off of you. But it's for your good that you want to throw off those old rags, that you want to get rid of the grave clothes of that stinky dead body and live in your new resurrected body. You are now clothed and made whole with the righteousness of Christ. You may feel weighed down by your past, but the truth is that you've been given a clean slate, a fresh start. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. So you are new in Christ. That's what you need to know today. Say, I am a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new is here. The new has come. So I want to encourage you to pray over yourself right after you listen to this podcast. Pause everything. Take a moment and pray and ask God to reveal that to you today. Ask God to say, Holy Spirit, show me how I am a new creation. And I just want to say thank you for realizing what an amazing gift Jesus is. And I want to say thank you for helping me realize that the old me is gone and that I don't have to, that I'm no longer bound by the power of sin. I'm no longer bound by that awful thing, that I can throw that off and live a better life in you. That I am a new creation. I hope that encourages you. Imagine that today. I am a new creation. Say that over yourself. Again, I want to ask you, share this podcast with someone that you feel could benefit from it, because knowing that you're a new creation is just an amazing way that you'll be able to interact with the people around you. It's like, oh no, that's the way the old guy would have done it. I need to act new. And my new way of interacting with people is the fruit of the Spirit. It's joy. It's patience. It's kindness, meekness, temperance, all of that. So go find in the Scripture the fruit of the Spirit and pray for the Holy Spirit to manifest those things in your life. They're fruit of the Spirit. So communing with the Holy Spirit is how the fruit of the Spirit will come out in your life more and more each day. So walk with the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and realize He's with you constantly, and ask Him to help you manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to my dad's podcast.
The awesome clothing brand, Emmaus Apparel. You can check them out, emmausapparel.com. You can check out this QR code, and you know the links are in the description of this video, the comments, and in my bio. But man, their clothing is so cool. You can see the front of this shirt, obviously, and the back of the shirt is awesome. It's a great way to start a gospel conversation with someone. If you love cool apparel, I mean, it's very comfortable. One of my favorite things about, you know, shirts especially are when they're a little bit longer. I like a longer shirt, and this definitely suits that need. You guys need some awesome apparel to get you out there and share the message of Jesus. Emmaus Apparel. Use code REMY in the checkout to save 15%. That's REMY to save 15% when you check out. You know, they're always coming out with new drops, new things for you to check out and buy. Some of the newest and coolest pieces of clothing are available now. So go check it out and let them know I sent you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. As a reminder, it's awesome when you rate the podcast on your listening platform. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please take a moment and rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you.